Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We all promote our businesses online world. Carla is new to this world of promoting her business, and Carla likes to auto-dictate. She loves it. She does it all the time.
Not all the time. That was my first time. I'm not doing it ever again.
Book a facial with, get your facial. What did you want to say that turned out to be the F word?
I said book.
Book a facial.
How does book sound like
come on. You're going to make everybody have to work too hard.
Oh, how much weight did you lose?
He was at 320, and now he's down to about 160.
I lost about 20 pounds.
You look good.
I've been doing a lot of intermittent fasting.
We're doing that too.
Another similarity between you and your schedule.
It's
working for me.
Right? I told you, great. Listen.
Feasting.
Hey, stop it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I have to say, welcome to the TMOS cocktail party, and I have to say this, that I truly wish... Oh, that's all we have.
Oh, look at that.
All right. I have to say, I wish this was the bonus show, because I am using everything in my power not to cuss right now.
Oh, no.
Not to cuss the Samsung crap corporation.
Oh, no.
That for the second time in 2 weeks, I have a... crap ice maker that has completely quit on the most important ice night probably of the month.
I would say so.
Right now.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
So
it's pretty amazing.
So, you need ice?
Carla's going to come in here. She's making drinks from the neighbor's ice. Want to thank George and Janice for providing us with some ice. That's very nice of them
to do that.
I appreciate that. And the who?
The Pendletons?
Is this some TV pop culture thing?
No, I'm just thinking that would be a good name for a neighborhood. It's George and Janice, the Pendletons. They have ice. No. Go to the Pendletons.
It's not like that. They're more hip than that, to be honest
with
you.
Okay, all right.
They're actually very cool neighbors.
Do they have filtered
don't have a lot
ice
to do with them.
Or just regular ice?
I guess we won't ever know. Because I don't think we asked about that. But this is truly one of the worst products I've ever owned. A Samsung refrigerator?
Yeah.
With an ice maker that literally does not work. And there are... thousands, not hundreds, there are thousands of people around America just
complaining about it.
Google Samsung ice maker.
Yeah.
And you're going to see
it.
It's just,
they hate it.
It's a tidal wave of people that have had the same thing. And I'm not going to defrost it every 2 weeks to get ice for the love of God.
Agreed.
I mean, this is crazy. I'm normally into my third or fourth sip when we go to air. You know,
exactly.
It's nuts. But we've got a very special show. And believe you me, Carla and I will figure out a way to have icy, frosty drinks.
A must.
For this show right now. So we'll see what happens with that. But we are joined by all of our lovely wives tonight. We've got Shannon. Shannon Zabalos, who is in our studio in Washington, D.C.
Shannon.
Thanks.
Mrs. Carrie Spiewak, all the way from Leesburg, Virginia. Welcome back. We have, who is this young man in the lower right-hand corner? Who is this boy that we're looking at right now?
Is that
it's Pony
Boy?
It's Pony Boy Matt Bloom. That has,
nice.
Look at that. Look at that flagon of gin that you are
chalice.
Drinking.
Chalice, yeah.
Is it a gin and tonic tonight, Pony? Is that what you're enjoying?
Classic martini.
Oh my God, his audio is terrible.
First the crotch
he's drinking a martini.
Yeah, martini. Matt is here as well. She's got a cam. Just quickly, she can just pipe in if you'd like.
Let's
say hello.
Let's check in with Madeline Massiello, who
is...
All
right, give me a second here.
All right, there you go. Hi, Maddie. How are you?
She's doing
well.
All
right, hello.
Yay!
Maddie!
In a few moments, we're going to be joined by the Florida's own Todd Moore.
Yes.
And see what he has to say about the... the Covey,
Pony.
Which, by the way,
you can
who
go
had
now.
The highest day.
Later.
Bye, Pony. Who had the very highest, the record, Florida, smashing, almost doubling.
I didn't
the
see,
previous
Mike. I'm
record.
So sorry. I missed the number.
Yeah, over 8,000 cases.
Oh, from 5,000?
Yeah. From 4,900 or something.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I've got it here. Florida smashes coronavirus cases.
There were so many headlines. If I don't laugh, I cry.
If I don't laugh, I cry.
No, there were so many headlines that sounded like sports headlines about it. They smashed the record. And it's like, do you realize what's going on down there? It's not something to celebrate.
I could have walked over to where the governor, Ron DeSantis, was speaking at Gulf Coast Memorial Hospital not two hours ago, maybe three hours ago, talking about the situation and declaring that he is not going to put in an order for mandatory mask wearing. He is not going to slow the opening, but then his liquor department closed down the bars.
The bars are done.
Well, he didn't really close down the bars. They're doing what they do, which means that they're not allowed to serve alcohol in bars. It is a very weird thing.
Yeah, but that's a very strange thing. The bars aren't closed, but they can't serve alcohol. Why would you go to a bar?
If your business is 50% alcohol or better, you can't serve booze. If you're a restaurant that happens to serve, it's
like a Blue Law in Georgetown. Like, you have to have food and you have to have booze.
Exactly. Right.
I know you have an open microphone there because I can hear it, and I know that is because we have another guest who has, on very short notice, joined us in studio in Washington, D.C. He is my dear friend. He is in the middle of another renovation at the finest watering hole in America. He is James Tiberius Cerrito.
Yay, Jimmy.
Cheers, everybody.
Tell me, Jimmy, I'm so glad you came in. I'm so glad you're on the show.
I was invited.
I want to ask you about... you didn't walk in. I know that. You actually are... What are you redoing, the old part of the bar? Is that what you're doing right now?
Me personally, not really. The landlord decided it was a good time to replace the original foundation that was put in there back in the 1800s.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not just a floor? It looked like you were just redoing the floor, because I saw some shots on Facebook where the flooring around the bar is gone, but they're going down to the dirt.
They're all the way down. I just asked simply for a new tile floor behind the bar from our contractor. He said $3,000. As soon as he ripped up that, it was like Pandora's box. And then he got on the phone with the landlord, and we talked for a little bit, and the landlord said, let's do it. It's time, and no better time than the present.
I miss your Buffalo accent. So Pandora's back.
Pandora's box, baby. Mike,
you know, Jimmy comes with treats. So you have Jimmy mask, and Mike has TMOS. And I'm sorry, Jimmy has a TMOS mask.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Awesome.
There we are.
So look at this guy. I also wear mine as
a jock strap.
That's awesome. Well, that helps with the smell.
And he was so kind. He rode his bike up here, Mike, of all people.
Yeah,
and he brought food for all of us, which is so sweet.
You brought the motorcycle?
I got the nice bike sitting out there in the middle of protests down here.
There's a lot of protests going on.
The old DeHaven mobile? Is that what you came riding on today?
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's a great bike.
And Mike, I'm cruising, doing about 70 down 66, and the car next to me is honking. I'm like, what? And they're pointing at my saddlebag. It's wide open with papers flying out of it.
Well, she has finally made her way into the studio. Here's my wife, Carla, everybody. The skincare guru is here. Hello, darling.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
You just gotta mute yourself. There we go.
Sorry about that.
You're good. Mike, we're cool. We're doing great.
Do you want me to leave and come back?
No, I just don't know why you had to press five buttons when you said that.
I didn't mean to.
I didn't understand that. I didn't get it.
Mike, buttons are fun and buttons are tempting.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Hi.
She likes pressing the buttons.
How were the neighbors about getting ice?
Oh, they were fabulous.
Really?
That's so sweet.
George is over there putting in his own flooring. I said, how did you learn how to do that? He said, trial and error.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, yeah. So he's a real man. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. We pay people to put in our flooring.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, we do.
You know what?
I do it again.
Someone's got to pay for it.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. There you go. Bingo, bango, bingo, bango. Say hi to Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Shannon. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Rob and Oscar.
Hello. Sorry, I'm sweating.
Happy Friday.
Jimmy was kind enough to bring some wings, and I, of course, got the hot sauce.
I was surprised when you said hot wings.
I'm sweating.
Maddie said medium. I could go for your wings, Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
What's going on next Friday?
Yeah, maybe we'll just fly on in.
Fly on in. Well, this is going to be wrangling kittens, I don't mind telling you. And we might as well bring him in from Key West, Florida. Tell Todd that he can call in.
He can come in.
No, he can wait.
Now, Rob is handling this, so
basically we have to give him the bat. We tested everything he was on earlier. We said, when you're ready, we can come back into the meeting.
Yeah.
And you should know, Carla, that we have Maddie and Pony on standby.
Okay. I'm going to get a hat for Todd, and I'll be right back.
Please. Okay.
Carrie, you look pretty.
Doesn't she?
I know, she does.
Yeah, she really does.
Am I glowing?
Yes, you are. Look at you. I like your spaghetti straps.
Your knockout.
Yeah, you're showing some skin.
You have some pink lipstick on.
So funny.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
I love it.
He can simultaneously compliment my wife and insult me with one word.
Trained by the best.
Yeah. This is the deal. Todd says
it won't let him in.
Oh, it won't let him in?
Yeah.
Do we want to send the invite to him once again?
Tell him to put a mask on.
I will.
Thank you.
Yeah, right, Jimmy.
You heard.
Because there's not a limit on people.
I don't think there is. I removed him,
but let's re-invite him.
Okay.
Easy. So when my friend Todd Moore comes back on, know this.
Actually, we do have it set that...
Once you remove somebody?
If you've been removed... Like,
how do we fix the situation?
You have to change the settings.
We don't have to share with the world. Why don't you go in the other room and help them out?
It's like when you get kicked out of a bar. You can't come until the next day. It's not going to work on this call.
What do you mean?
It wouldn't work on this call.
Well, actually, not even with a re-invite? Yeah, ask him to set up another profile and then he can go through there.
Todd's not very good with technology.
I haven't been in a while.
You know what's great is that I don't... So we do so many Zoom meetings that the one admin that knows everything is Shannon. So I always defer to her because she's already changed every setting within the Zoom meetings. Now, Jimmy, quickly, let's take a quick moment. How can people order from you now?
You can call 703-435-GYMS, and we will deliver from 4 to 9 absolutely free with our giant catering van.
I love it.
Awesome.
There's no catering going right now, so that catering van is just cruising all over Herndon and Sterling and Ashburn.
So I asked Jimmy in a fun way. I said, Jimmy, look, I've used Postmates.
You can use Postmates?
Yeah, I've used DoorDash.
You can use DoorDash?
Like, well, what's your preference? It's like, just call me. I'm bored.
Yeah, call Jimmy.
He's delivering to us.
I don't want him to come all the way to D.C. I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Like, it's
a nice ride, and there's no traffic.
There is no traffic. That is nice.
Sorry, I was just trying to put together the ice maker again.
What happened?
Any luck?
Well,
it was the same thing. It hangs. You open it up. You pull it out from the refrigerator, and you've got this glacier that's sitting underneath the unit that makes the ice. And then the real process to get it to work again is that you have to defrost it and then chip away the ice. There, I tried to chip it away without defrosting, and we'll see what happens if it makes ice, because...
Does Mama get a new refrigerator?
No.
Please?
No, we can't afford it.
We can do payments.
It's a brand new goddamn refrigerator that the 85-year-old that were in the house before we were here...
Calm down.
I'm pissed.
I know.
You should be.
Sucks.
Never should have
gotten
a new house.
That's not fair. The thing that's so bad about it... Is that it?
You want to return the new house?
No.
Every goddamn appliance, they bought everything like that was supposed to be new but was cheap. You know what I mean? They bought
everything that was cheap.
Rob will tell you this. Rob's a spokesperson for this. You buy the old standard products.
You do.
You don't buy the newfangled companies that are trying to get.
You don't buy LG.
Toilet would be. You don't buy LG.
I love LG. I love LG.
But that's good for electronics, right?
Of course
right?
you do. Well, no. Like, but LG makes refrigerators and dishwashers, and I've been twice burned by it, where they come out and say, well, what you need is this part, but we can't get this part.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
So you want a legacy appliance vendor is what you want.
I think you talk about Whirlpool, you talk about Kenmore,
GE,
you talk about people,
Maytag?
GE probably to a
certain
extent.
Yeah, but you know what? Not contractor grade GE, not bottom line GE.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
So is it top like a, line like Whirlpool?
Whirlpool is very good. Maytag is good.
I'm not Consumer Reports, so I don't know. I'm just pissed off at that.
We love Whirlpool.
Carrie, how are you tonight?
I'm great.
I'm sorry. Sorry,
I'm not talking about appliances.
Mood. You know, I'm very, very, very frustrated. Jimmy, what do you have in Manassas? What do you have in your house?
Well, you can go out and get those plastic trays where you put water in it and
let it sit.
You have a modern refrigerator.
No, but we could do that.
No, but he's got a modern refrigerator.
But Jimmy, isn't the refrigerator in your house? Isn't it from the old Hooters in Fairfax?
It's from O'Mara's.
Did he get it at an auction? At O'Mara's! You got it from a fire sale auction.
It was out back next to the railroad tracks.
Jimmy, tell everybody what a salamander is, because I bought my salamander at a diner's auction. The salamander is used, how would you describe it? It's a broiler, basically.
It's a newt.
Right?
No, it's a broiler in the kitchen. It's up above the stove, and that's where you put your, your nachos when the cheese is melting, or your grill.
Trying to keep everything warm.
That's so really great. Fast, direct heat.
It's a kick-ass toaster oven, is what it is.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. You can make garlic bread in 30 seconds.
Boom, and it's ready to go.
Mike, I don't want to embarrass you, but I imagine when you were successful years ago, you extended your house in Manassas, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you built that beautiful kitchen.
No, that was
before you got there.
Yeah.
They were doing that. Were doing that when I bought that.
There was an oven that was almost like a transformer when I was there one day. That something pushed up and like as a vent out of the blue.
Behind the stove.
Yeah. What kind of stove?
That was a crap appliance.
That was a good
Remember that?
We couldn't use it.
The griddle sucked.
We didn't know how to use it
because it sucked.
Yeah, maybe.
But it had.
It looked awesome.
No, it was cool. A button you pressed and a fan came up.
Yeah, no, but like as
because
a fan,
it was
like,
it was a center. Space Age.
It did do that.
It was a center island stove. It was a center island stove. Was the oven underneath it?
Yeah.
And it came up, and the fan came up. So if like you're cooking something that's smoking up, a steak, you could put the fan on right in the middle.
I remember walking in, and the bacon was burning. You were making a breakfast for yourself, and I said, "Whoa." I said, hold on a second, I gotta hit the
Let me
fan.
Put this in, and you were wowed by that, because
it came out from what I thought was a flat surface, like a transformer, and started sucking up all the bacon.
Yeah, that was cool.
I loved it.
Now, your house...
It was a cool kitchen.
You need to go back to Manassas.
Manassas house was built in, three phases, right?
Shannon, what are you eating now?
I think so.
What are you eating?
Oh, nothing now. I finished my...
Do you have Cracker Jacks?
No more. I ate all of those. Thank you to the person who sent them. That was so sweet. But I finished my fruit snacks.
Oh, fruit snacks.
I love fruit snacks.
Todd's calling me. One sec.
Yeah. All right. Oh,
shocker. Todd's calling her.
All right. Yeah.
By the way, how are your drinks, Rob and Carrie?
Oh, they're really good. We went with whiskey sours again.
Fantastic.
Mm. So good.
Tasty.
That is wonderful.
Where's the cherry?
No cherries. I'm sorry.
I didn't
want to go to a grocery store.
Robert's just covered drinks with cherries in them, so they were gone.
Oh, okay.
As long as they're not Manhattans, you're okay, I guess. You know. Robert's discovered drinks with cherries.
Hey!
Yes, he has.
Mom and Dad, I hate this goddamn quarantine. I really do.
It's
don't
terrible.
Look for me. I'm going to go down to the basketball court. Sick threes.
Probably discovering a lot of things with cherries right now.
Stop it!
Oh, my God. Hey, watch out. Watch out.
How dare you?
Let me throw up.
Sorry,
speaking of kids, let me ask you about your wonderful daughter, Kelsey, who is back from her odyssey. I don't know if any of our listeners got a chance to check in with Kelsey online. I think some of them did, and she did an incredible Odyssey at Sea where for, what was it, 6 months she was out on the open ocean and traveling from port to port with your cousins and your cousin's wife and their baby. Mm-hmm. She was kind of like a seaborne jack of all trades and a nanny and took care of the kid. Mm-hmm. And it was,
you're doing
how
good.
Was that? That looked so much fun when I saw that. It was incredible.
It's an opportunity that she couldn't pass up. Yeah, what a great offer.
Of a lifetime.
Yeah.
So this is the time I want you to talk, Jimmy, because in about a half an hour, I'm going to try to wrangle kittens. You're going to be screaming at the top of your lungs. Jimmy, this is a direct question for you right now.
Tell us what you told us earlier.
I was answering it.
No, tell us what you told us earlier. When she was on a trip of a lifetime, but she almost didn't come back because it took a little longer than usual. Right?
Well, they went from Annapolis all the way to the Caribbean, and they were going to hang around down there, and then COVID hit, and they pretty much had to get out of there. All the shores were shut down. They couldn't go island hopping anymore. All the bars were... There was nothing to do except snorkel and... You know, water
that
ski.
Gets old.
Yeah.
Was she more impressed with the Caribbean or Annapolis?
But you said
Lake Manassas.
This was great. Jimmy said it usually takes roughly eight days to get back
from U.S. Virgin Islands to Florida to Key Largo. They planned on 8 days.
What happened?
12 days because of weather. And one night...
So they hit the weather they were worried about, right?
Oof. They hit weather, and there was nothing they could do. They had to go through it. It was in the middle of the night. It's a great video. It's on YouTube. It's the Adventures of Ryan and Jessica.
I haven't seen that one where they're at sea.
At night, the lightning's hitting all around them. The waves are crashing on the deck. You know, she's tethered. And it's just,
I had no idea that they really did hit the bad weather coming back.
They tried not to.
It's open ocean, man.
It's scary.
Like they were safe harbor on this small island, the Raglan Islands in the Bahamas, and they decided to leave because there was a weather window. And they went out about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and the waves were just too big. They turned around and went back.
Wasn't it a relatively small craft, too, right?
I mean, 40-foot catamaran.
But a catamaran, you're at the mercy of the elements.
No, but I mean, when you think 40 feet, when you think, I mean, people do it, but it's still terrifying when you think of that size for, you know, massive waves. These are storms that bounce cruise ships around, you know, and everybody's got COVID on those cruise ships, too.
Right.
So, I mean, that's scary, too. You know, did anybody ever, refuse them entry into a port because they were Americans or anything like that?
They couldn't go anywhere. They tried to stop in the Bahamas, but they weren't allowed to go on shore. They actually snuck on shore illegally and went for a hike one day. But you weren't allowed to use a marina. You couldn't use a bathroom or buy food. Couldn't drop off your trash, nothing. You had to just stay out there, keep floating.
Now I know that she...
Ice maker.
I knew...
Couldn't use the ice maker.
Please don't remind me. I put it back together. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. We'll know in a second. My question is, did she have any... I know they had a couple of times where there were other people on the boat, younger guys closer to her age. Did she have any adventure romance or anything?
Is there
like
a video
that?
For that?
Stop it.
What's younger guys?
Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie's first comment of the day.
That's the other show, Below Deck. That
I like that one.
There's a community, Mike. It's all these... people down there, they all own their little houseboats, their vacation boats, and they all know
slackers,
each other.
Jimmy. They're slackers. They're all slackers.
On their dumb pontoon boats with their blenders.
I'm so jealous. Oh, I'm 61. I never did that. I mean, now Kelsey gets the pass because she's right out of college and she's young and she's doing that. But it's all the, you know, you see the guy that's like 31 that's down there. You know, he's just like, well, I've been living on St. Thomas. Yeah.
Shout out to her buddies.
You know,
I don't know. That sounds pretty nice, right? Well, drinking and smoking. Like
my father's with IBM.
Lying out.
Now, you turned him into like George Raft, a gangster, Rob. I'm talking about just the burnout, you know?
Okay.
I'm talking about they're down here and it's just like, oh, I get my dreadlocks for...
All right, let me recraft the comment then.
Yes.
My father's with General Electric.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're in there.
Hey, now, so how does the cousin? What was his name?
His
name's wife's name?
Ryan Lons.
Okay. Ryan Lons.
His mom raised me. My beautiful Aunt Tara.
This
is the O'Connor side. My Irish family. Don't forget, everybody. I'm born American. I'm Italian by blood and Irish by the grace of God.
I was
raised Jimmy O'Connor from age 4 to age 18.
Right.
And that's when you were on the sitcom, right?
No.
Little Jimmy O'Connor, the cutest boy in town. He's gotten into another mess.
True.
He could tap dance.
I was talking about one lassie.
Rob, he could tap dance like nobody can say. And now please, well, now you know, Ed Sullivan used to have Jimmy up. Well, now you know, right after Kate Smith sings God Bless America, we're going to bring out Little Jimmy O'Connor.
Yep. It was a really, really good show.
And his magic candle puppets. He will be doing wonderful things for you.
You knew him from NBC Television, and tonight he's brought his six shooters. And he'll do his quick draw for you.
He's got his tiny little hat.
You little,
please welcome
little shorts.
Little Jimmy O'Connor.
Little Jimmy O'Connor.
There's videos.
Love it.
Jimmy, won't you stand up and give us that little dance?
Well, this will be the first break that I hit on time. Oh, we have to start the show. And what is the deal with Todd? What is the deal with Todd?
This is funny. He was so early, and when he pops on, you'll see like he looks like he set up a television set for himself.
It really does. Yeah. It's like the Dick Cavett show.
It was so distracting that I removed him from the meeting. And we have a global setting on our Zoom meetings that when you remove somebody, they can't come back and troll ourselves.
Say
that
again?
They can't come back and troll us. And so Todd was actually, essentially, there's a big wall that was built like Trump wanted to build, and he couldn't get back in. So we're working on that right now. He'll be back when we get back.
Do you think he has a selfie light?
That was so much more information than I really needed. You know,
he fell asleep to white noise.
He fell asleep to white noise.
Exactly. Hey, that's a Todd joke. Okay, great. We'll take a break. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks. Couldn't tell me about your kid, but you jumped in with it.
All right,
let's start the goddamn show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You do understand English. This isn't that complex. Look, the cafeteria's down the hall, to the right, and downstairs.
Hey, is that a new kid or something?
Napoleon, this is Pedro. Would you mind showing him where his locker is?
Sure. Yeah, there's like a buttload of gangs at this school. This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff. Did you ride the bus to school?
No. I ride my bike.
What kind of bike do you have?
It's a sledgehammer.
Dang! You got shocks, pegs, Lucky? You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Napoleon fell.
So me and you are pretty much friends by now, right?
Yes.
Have you heard about the dance?
Yes.
Have you met anyone to ask yet?
No. But I probably will after school.
Who are you gonna ask?
That girl over there.
She braided my hair once.
Summer Wheatley?
So cute.
How the heck are you gonna do that?
Build her a cake or something.
Yeah, my old girlfriend from Oklahoma was gonna fly out here for the dance, but she couldn't because she's doing some modeling right now.
Is she hot?
See for yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, I took her to the mall to get some glamour shots for her birthday one year.
I like her bangs.
Me too.
Do you think people will vote for me?
Heck yes. I'd vote for you.
If I win, you could be my secretary or something.
Sweet. Plus, I could be your bodyguard, too. Or, like, Secret Service captain or whatever.
Okay.
Up next, I hope you'll enjoy a skit by Pedro Sanchez.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital and all over the place. We've got Jimmy Cerrito. We've got all our wives here. We are very excited to be with you. Heard all the way from Pungo, Virginia, Lincoln, Nebraska, the Felony Flats of Spokane, Washington, the Laurel Lakes of Rice Township, Pennsylvania, Key West, Florida. We're going to be talking to the Keys, I think, in a second here, hopefully.
Yes.
And London, Ontario, Canada. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And welcome to our Friday evening cocktail party. We're back at it again. And who would have thought that we would be coming back with a cocktail party and the numbers down here in Florida would be worse than they were the last time
we were doing cocktail parties. It's a little scary.
Here's a fact. Dehydration occurs daily in 3 out of 4 people, but with Liquid IV, you have the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. Each serving helps you get as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Plus, it's backed with potassium, vitamin C, and other vitamins to help your body defend against infections. And there will be a lot of Liquid IV consumed tomorrow morning in our various domiciles. Proper hydration can boost your immunity. It's healthier than sugary sports drinks. It has no artificial flavors or preservatives and less sugar than an apple. It's made with clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, I love it. Liquid IV, available nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS. Love it.
Yay.
And now joining us from the Keys, Isla Mirada, down in the Keys of Florida, my state. Another Floridian on the phone right now on the Zoom call, Mr. Todd Moore. We're delighted to have Todd here today.
Ooh, Todd.
So happy to have him here. We are just so very,
guys.
Very,
good to see you. Yes,
happy.
I'm broadcasting from the Florida Keys.
How are you, Todd?
I'm good, Mike. I can't really see your hat. It's a little blurry.
Save
America.
Oscar, you want to hear?
Save America, vote blue.
There it is.
He can nice. See it.
Here
we go. Let's get started.
You're wearing the right colors, Mike.
What's
that? Mike,
I just figured, why wait? Why not have the fun later and have the fighting at the beginning?
Jump in.
That's what I figure. Todd is number one. He is the guy that set up our app and the PlayaPod app,
he's a
which
friend.
Is used
a friend of the show. Mike, a
he
friend.
Is a big. He is a big friend
not a
of the
foe.
Show.
No,
and
friend,
somewhere, many years ago, something went very, very wrong with Todd. and Todd has been a very outspoken. A political pundit on Facebook, and you've been doing that for. I thought when you first started doing that you were actually just playing around. Now I thought that with a lot of other people, a lot of friends of mine, that they were just playing around. But then it just kept going and going, and it got more serious and more serious, and then the most recent incarnation of it. And there might have been other ones, but you had a picture of some sort of parade. Down here in the Keys, where everybody got big old Trump flags on their boats.
I didn't know that was happening.
And, well, I mean, I didn't know whether it was real.
Was it an aqua parade or an aqua cave?
Todd knows I mute him every 30 days. Like, if something political is on there, I mute him and we're done. So what is the latest with you?
I don't even know how to say respond to that, but it's a movement, Mike. What you're experiencing, all your friends, this is an actual movement,
okay.
And we're taking back our country.
Okay, in fairness, what about the 8,000 positive COVIDs?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well, we're both in the same state.
It? Yeah.
By the way, what is it like in the what is it like
worried.
In the Keys? I know the Keys have been pretty, at least Key West, as far as
they're
what
locked
I read.
Down.
Pretty locked down for a good long time, which is tough.
We
because,
had a
I mean, you want to talk about
yeah,
tourism,
we had a checkpoint. You had to prove you're a resident to get in here. And so in many ways, it was probably the safest place in the United States because you couldn't come in if you did not live here. And, you know, the big concern is there are a lot of older people here who have weakened immune systems. So I think it was the right call.
Isn't it true that in the Keys, the virus is a classier virus?
It's a more carefree virus.
It is.
That's why it won't let it in.
Now, I mean, let me tell you, people in Florida, just tell you a little about the Keys. People that live in the main state of Florida travel to the Keys for a holiday. That's how cool and laid back. Yeah. That's a different world down there. We love it. We love going down
there. The
Keys
are amazing.
Yeah, how so do you love it? You're a resident down there. How do you like the Keys? How are you digging it?
Mike, I love it. This has been, I kind of rebooted my whole life. I've only lived in Virginia until now.
Can you stand up and give us a spin?
Yeah, you literally look 5 years younger. Florida is the best thing that's ever happened to you. And keep your shirt
Whoa.
On.
Yeah, look at
wow.
it.
Dude.
Wait. Wow. Slow it down.
You won't, you won't take your shirt off.
Oscar has calmed down. It's like, yeah, it's like Dave Bautista. Okay, there we go. Yeah, no problem at all. So you like the, you came down kind of a, you know, it was a leap of faith and then you.
And he lost weight. How does that feel?
Yeah.
Okay. He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, you were like, how much weight did you lose?
He was at 320, and now he's down to about 160.
I lost about 20 pounds.
You look good.
I've been doing a lot of intermittent fasting.
We're doing that too.
Another similarity between you and
Michael. What is your schedule?
It's working for me.
Right? I told you, great. Listen.
Feasting.
Hey. Stop it. Todd, what is your fasting schedule, your time? Like, are you 16:8, 19:5?
Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much skip breakfast and just have an 8-hour window to eat in.
Oh, okay. We do the 6-hour window. It'll be 2 weeks.
Why not the 8?
Tomorrow. Because it's more time to eat.
Because it works better.
I'm like... the most amazing thing is I've probably been drinking more in my life than this whole you know
8-hour window
pandemic. This has definitely been the most I've ever drank, and I've been able to lose weight at the same time. So it's
why are you drinking so much?
There's nothing to do.
That Ladies and gentlemen, that Carrie wants to jump in.
I have an announcement.
Carrie has an announcement.
Carrie, you have an announcement.
Oh, here, let's listen.
I had friends who were living in Key West, and they had to move because they literally were drinking too much. Billy and Jen, that's all they did. Yeah. I mean, they don't have kids. They just drank all night.
What else is there to do, right? Yeah.
I tell you, I know people that have done that down in Key West. It's disgusting.
I hate drinking.
Well, I'm not just drinking. I've been exercising. I've been getting out on the boat. I bought a new
You look
boat.
Good. You look happy, man.
Wow. It's a whole new lifestyle. God bless. For me. I love it.
Todd, what are you drinking this evening? What will you be drinking this evening?
This is a margarita.
Low carb margarita. Yeah, from Mexico.
No, did you say a no carb margarita?
It's low carb.
Low carb. How do you make it low carb? Just out of curiosity.
I just bought the mix that has doesn't have the real sugar in it.
Like the skinny girl one.
Like skinny bitch.
Yeah, I don't think it's
skinny Todd margarita.
Same concept.
All right. Those are other questions we'll ask him in a second. Okay. But anyway, no, I don't know what I'm saying. So we're a look right now. So how are you digging? It's been a long time since I've talked to you either on air or off air. How's everything going?
I love it down here, Mike. I mean, I know it's getting a little hot. This week has been very hot down here, mm-hmm. but
how hot for people that don't know?
I don't know.
It is so hot.
It is so hot. I saw a robin dipping its worm in nest tea. Do you Carl and I today, as a matter of fact, with the state of things in our wonderful state, had a pretty serious discussion about getting out of Dodge with what's happening. Lee County is had one of their record days, and the state of Florida smashed its previous high total of COVID cases. What's the mood down in the Florida Keys down there? Are people freaking out? Because this is people really didn't anticipate this would happen at this level, that these cases would explode. What are people thinking in that area?
Well, I think people really hate wearing masks, and they probably think it's kind of stupid. I was at the bar today, and they put tables right up to the bar to get around, the legal issues. You're not allowed to be at a bar anymore, so they put the tables right next to the bar to make it seem like you're still there. I think people are just tired of it. We were ready to take the mask off and move on.
Yeah, but let me jump in here.
Doctor, go ahead.
No, well, look, I would tell you, and I'm not gonna divulge the person's name, but we have a close personal friend right now that is suffering of COVID.
A shared friend, yeah.
A shared friend.
No, it's real. I'm not saying it's not real.
Yeah.
I know people that have had it, that have gone through it. It's like the flu. I don't want to get it, but
unless you die.
It can be worse than the flu.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to get a written transcript of this show, we will include quotes from January. It's like the flu. Stuff that was said around Christmas time.
The people I met who went through it, that's how they described it.
So
I know it can get a lot worse than that.
Yeah, so it can get worse. Where you really
Thanks for acknowledging that, Todd.
You know what the worst part of COVID, Mike, is the embalming.
Oh boy. So you're probably are lucky enough that you have a force field around the Keys, right? So people
nope
in Texas
now.
Okay, well,
you guys can come visit me.
People
now
in Texas, people in Arizona, people in Los Angeles, there are certain people that we both know that I can talk to you offline about, they're having a tough time with it. It's a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if something happens, it's that weird. I've never had a moment when someone's like, "Hey, you're in charge of my Facebook page in case something happens." Because
that's me, by the way.
Wow. Oh, I did that too with Mike. I'm like, "You're whatever that thing's called." I made him boss on my page.
You know, Carla, who is who started to launch her esthetician business back before March. It was January and February,
mm-hmm.
and
pre-COVID,
then bam,
and
she had to stop it. She's now sent out to all of her clients down here again. Because she's got to stop again.
I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to.
Get on it.
We're gonna do. Spoiler alert.
And it sucks. I mean, it sucks that people are going through this again. And once again, we don't know. We don't know what is happening. And, you hear all this different stuff about, it's only young people or people are tired or nobody wants.
It's the flu.
I'm going to stand by that statement.
And you should.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll be in the middle of the ocean on a boat. I'll be fine.
Okay. Well, okay. It's not about you, though, Todd.
Yeah,
it's about
everybody else. Let's say global, you know? Global pandemic, not the right. Keys pandemic.
Go ahead.
I'd love to, Todd, just one more question about, you know, it's like the flu. When does the flu have your friends question if they need to leave assets to you? Let me just when does a flu, have you ever had a friend with the flu say, hey,
well,
if I don't make it out of this?
And I thought I was going to die. So, I mean, I'm not trying to say.
Did you ever make me your beneficiary of your Facebook page?
It was the worst experience I've ever had in my life.
Okay. So it could be worse than the flu.
Yeah, once you're on a ventilator, you're probably going to die at this point. So
why bother?
Oh, yeah.
Good to know.
I want everybody in our listening to look at Todd's face
right now.
And
by the way, the ventilator was the wrong thing. That is not.
I would like to show that is the face. That is the face of everyone I talk to about this subject.
Really? Oh, I would be nauseous.
The eyebrows go up to the almost the hairline. Yeah. And the look is kind of like.
You okay, Shannon? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm fine. Todd's giving me a migraine.
I know this is tough. I was miserable up in Northern Virginia. A lot of people think I knew that this was coming because I got out at the right time and I moved down here.
What? Are you being serious?
Who says that? No one ever told me that. Like, I never told you that.
When I saw Todd, up here, I said, you look miserable.
That's weird.
Get on a ventilator.
Wait, because there's no pandemic in Florida? You left Virginia for Florida?
Well, you're as far away as you can. I mean, I'm on an island at this point.
Yeah, but you're in denial if your state right now, if you're saying like, oh my God, people are asking me, I knew, so I left. But the hurricanes, the eye of the hurricanes on your state.
Are you okay?
Well, that's why we kind of had a discussion today about, it felt, Todd, you haven't been through a hurricane down here. We have, where you kind of make, you have to make the call. And the last one, which was Irma. The one that we were really looking square in the face.
Right?
That was 2017. And we were, I remember the discussion where, one day, 24 hours made a difference. We got out of the state and that was our plan. They say have a plan.
Yeah, we left on a Tuesday and
everybody left on Wednesday.
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah. It was Thursday.
It was Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, you're right.
It was something like 8 hours to get
and
to Tampa,
you know,
which is a 2-hour drive.
We made fun of you. We're like, are you leaving? Just going up and down 95 all the time?
Right. Yeah.
But it's
the only option other than hunkering down. And with a 6-year-old, I just don't feel like, with a hurricane down here in the state of Florida, to me, the after effects are more problematic than usually the hurricane itself. You think of in terms of Mexico Beach up near the Panhandle, where they got the high tide and the direct hit from a Cat 4, and it really did decimate. I mean, it wiped everything. That happens. That is more rare than you would think. What really happens down here is flooding. Gas shortages,
right.
Water shortages, and the lack of power where, and not a lot of people have a generator. We're down here, it gets kind of crazy. We don't have a generator. Mm-hmm. And the discussion we had today was similar to that. Do we, don't we? We got a guy that's going to repair the air next week.
Things
like that.
I'm curious.
We don't know.
But now you don't have ice.
We made our pro.
We don't have ice. We have to leave now.
I know.
Yeah.
And the air conditioning sucks down here.
Florida Keys is a little tougher because there's only one road out of here. So that's why we have a moratorium in 2023. You're not allowed to build on land anymore. That'll be it.
You can only build on the ocean.
Are you going to get into politics there?
Politics at this point.
Now, did you anticipate, when you came on, did you go into any kind, in your mind, did you have any kind of preconceived notion of that you and I would be kind of getting into it about politics? Because it's been a long time since we've talked, and we always dance around it. And you've always said you wanted to come on and be on my political show. So I was wondering whether you were thinking you were, wanted to come on.
I knew it was going to come up, but I got to be honest with you. A lot of your conservative listeners, for whatever reason, they reach out to me and they say, can you please talk to Mike? Tell him to stop talking about politics. It's driving me crazy. They look to the Mike O'Mara show for an escape. And right now, the issue.
Or an escape.
An escape. If they want an escape, they can get that. But escape. It's an escape.
I want to show you
head to your local Ford dealer.
People want an escape from that.
Well,
can I add something? For those conservatives that are writing Todd,
Yeah, please don't.
We're in the middle of a pandemic, and
speaking from the guy who just censored me, who blocked me off of this platform.
Oh, you think that's some sort of weird drama?
I need another one, Carla.
Fake news.
You're gonna have to wait.
Fake news.
This is getting interesting.
I just gave you my wife's credentials to get back in.
I'm logged into Shannon's account.
All right, Todd, you have. It's up to you. I will give you one segment where we will have a spirited discussion.
I'll step away.
We can
or not
or not or it's your call. If you wish to, we can and just get it out of our system and we can do a point counterpoint if you wish. Otherwise, we can move on.
Crossfire.
Do it. Do
but
it.
We do
it.
Have to break.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
At this point, I just don't care anymore. I'm a man.
Oh, please. You know?
Wait. You don't care about Trump?
I don't care about trying to inform people what's really going on. Okay. Like, the truth is, right now in this country, facts don't seem to matter. It's just not all
God,
emotion
tell me
and everyone's
about
yelling
it.
At each other. And that's why I'm sick of it. That's why I moved here. I want to get away from all that.
Oh, so you don't want to engage on that? I'm kind of disappointed. I was like looking for a little.
If you're asking me to have a one-on-one conversation with you, I would do that. I would.
Yeah,
do that.
We can mute our video. We can actually get off the video and it'd be a two-shot.
Absolutely,
shot.
This would be great.
Well, he wants to have a conversation, and
we'll go dark.
I want to have a fight, so
popcorn.
We're not going to do it. We're going to take a break. I'm sorry. Now we'll have a mom, but we'll talk about booze. Pieces of ass down in Key West and all that stuff. We'll do that when we come back. He wants to have a conversation. I'm not going to have a conversation. You can get all those listeners in your room to call you and you have a conversation with those morons. That was me. Booze time. Thank you. We'll be right back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Boy, I killed a whole drink talking to Todd.
Hello, my friends. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Haben Sie Uber about the coronavirus? Das ist crazy. So, I want to offer some advice because we need to protect senior citizens like your Großmutter und your Großvater, die Kinder, and each other. Hopefully, we can flatten the curve in time for Christmas so we can celebrate around the Tannenbaum and enjoy the presents and eat the Schwarzwaldkirschtorte and things. To do this, we must social distance, which is hard. I have to eat my own schnitzel at home because the restaurants are closed and stuff. No one is allowed to pet my miniature horse. And I can't make love to my housekeeper if I'm 6 feet away. It's maths keep me so angry. Arr! But you can protect yourself by shopping at the TMOS shopping center at MikeOMaraShow.com, Target and Walmart. Remember, we must obey the rules and we can beat the corona, okay? Good. Es ist bad disease, but at least it's not a tumor. Dankeschön.
Thank you, Arnold.
6 feet away.
can't bang the maid from 6 feet away.
Jimmy. I love Jimmy.
Classic.
So you heard it the first time. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. Refinancing your credit card balances can lower your interest rate and save you money, and you don't have to be a financial expert to do it. Get a fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, and you could save thousands in interest. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. This is so much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19%. Ow! Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. The application is 100% online, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. I love this service. I love the website, and you need to check it out. If you don't, you're throwing money away. Our listeners can apply today for a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS.
Yes.
Subject to credit approval. What are you putting on your lip?
Lip balm.
Oh, happy chicky stuff. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're not going to...
Mike, you have a Karnak energy between you and Carla. It's like nobody has seen the answers. Underneath fucking Wagnall's porch.
From the Facebook page, Mike, and I don't mean to hijack this.
Yes.
They said, someone asked, who are the two sexy girls on Todd's Facebook page?
Oh, okay. So I don't even know that. I should get on.
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Let's get on. Let's get on and
right,
see.
Let's do that. Right.
Oh, they see. Came with the boat. That was an option.
Wow.
And they said someone's sunbathing. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, that was from the parade. I did a. I'm probably.
Oh, they were Trump girls. Hot
stream.
Trump girls.
They don't have to be what? Political girls. This is not
MAGA girls. Yeah,
MAGA girls.
They were MAGA girls.
Yeah, oh yeah, wearing the American
flag. Are they really MAGA girls?
No, I took that down, Mike. Don't even look.
What? What? You took it down?
I took it down. I don't want people to know how much fun I'm having.
Just now. Okay. All right. That's okay.
See a big fish.
Have you found yourself?
That is a big fish.
Settling into the rhythm of the Keys,
the islands.
Are you making friends and influencing people down there?
I will say, like, it's amazing down here. The people are great. I know my neighbors. We're friends. I didn't know anyone here when I moved here, and they've been so nice. Like, my neighbor brought me homemade pasta sauce in a jar. Nice. It's like, who does that anymore?
No one.
It's
just like, I do.
It's got this.
Oh, that's sweet. No one does that here.
Does what?
I never had that.
Does anyone bring you ice?
Was she wearing a mask?
Was she wearing a mask? Carrie wants to know.
Is she wearing a mask? That is funny. That is.
Carrie, you've always had a.
It's a small town. It's fun.
A fun crush on Todd. Like, what questions do you have for Todd?
This is true.
Go ahead, Carrie.
Carrie, I'm too shy.
Hi, Carrie.
I'm too shy.
Hi, Todd.
Shy like a blizzard. Shannon, what are you doing over there?
Shannon, what are you doing? You're fidgeting. What?
I was putting lotion
this
on the skin.
This is my life. This is my life.
My hands were really dry from washing them.
She's ashy.
Right.
Yeah, it was all ashy.
Because of all the germs.
This is
because
so
of the
great.
COVID.
Right now, my wife is planning her exodus from my marriage to go to Todd, and she's creaming her hands.
Okay. Come down anytime, Carrie.
Yes, Carrie, maybe we could go together. You can fly in here, stay here. We can take a trip.
How are your fishing skills down in Isla Mirada? How are you? How are your fishing skills?
Fishing.
Down
horrible. I just bought a spear gun. I'm much better at that than like regular fishing. It's much.
What have you caught?
So the spear gun is for the fish and not the neighbors.
Wait, do you actually dive and spear, or what? Are you scuba dive?
Yeah,
what's the story?
Scuba dive is the way I do it. So, you know, I've tried to do it just snorkeling, but it's a lot harder.
So grouper, like what are you catching?
Like big tuna, wicked tuna.
Well, that was like a mullet snapper. That's from the photo. That was my first, you know, kill, I guess. So
he's got like hate
tuna.
The Tiger King.
No, he got
my first
kill.
A mullet.
Two tuna. One tuna.
It's a whole new life for me. All the questions.
This is crazy. I know.
I have asked all the questions, and now Todd, I am ready to entertain all your questions.
Yeah, Todd, you go.
Have saved up for me. So,
you want me to ask you questions?
I'd like you to interview me now.
Get in there.
Just for a few seconds here. We don't.
All right.
We're
you still believe that Donald Trump colluded with Russians?
Yes.
Why?
Next.
Don't. We're not discussing. I'm answering yes or no. Whether I believe.
Oh,
that
it's
there
just
was a,
yes or no.
No, it doesn't have to be yes or no. But you're asking me. No, you may not. No, you may not weigh in
did
right
you
now.
Think
no,
he was
I
going want to
get
to
it. This is one on one. I wanted
Latin
to get
lives
it.
Yes, matter as well.
What?
Latin
did you
lives
think
matter.
He was going to go all the way through, though.
What were you saying? I'm sorry. I missed
like,
that.
Did you? Obviously, he got impeached, but did you think there was going to be a different result from that?
That he would be convicted?
Yeah.
No, I did not. Of course. How could anybody think he was going to be convicted?
He actually He came on the show and said nothing's going to change. He just wants to know what happened.
Right.
Okay.
No, I think there was a level of culpability there. You know, when you when you have business dealings with Russia, I think that there was
which
a chance
dealings?
That there was stuff
here,
there.
Let you me know, get the, that for
right,
you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I know there was
Carla. Come on, it's a family show.
Thank
we'll
you.
Say you're back. You're back. I'm so sorry.
There were two eBay purchases.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa. Wait, what just happened?
Nothing.
What?
He said, "Let me get that for you," and he left.
This is a question I love to ask because it tells you if you're open-minded or an independent like I am. Is there
you're independent?
That's hilarious.
Like, okay, all right.
Yeah,
so you're independent.
I have voted for both parties, so I think that makes.
Oh no! What have you done the last two elections?
I voted for Obama.
You did?
Okay. All right.
In the last election,
I told you that.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Okay,
that.
I'm ready for my question. I'm ready for
can
my
I
question.
Ask Todd a question?
Yes, yes, Carrie, please do.
Are you both Republican and pro-Trump?
No,
I don't mean
I'm not
that in
really.
A funny way. No,
I wouldn't
I mean,
consider
like,
myself Republican. I don't like either party. per se. It's just Democrats are just trying to kill this country and destroy it. They want
what are Republicans
anarchy,
trying
they
want to do?
Disband the police. I mean, blah, blah, blah.
What are Republicans just, trying
it,
to do?
It amazes me. Like, the line keeps moving. But
what are Republicans trying to do?
Well, yeah, that's a good question.
Well, first of all, that's not true.
I was asking
hold
a
on,
question.
Hold on,
I like
I have
Trump
to say
because
something.
He's an outsider.
No, let him talk.
Let him talk, please. And that's why I like him.
I'm sorry, say that
he's
again.
Not a politician.
Say that again.
These
I'm so
were supposed to be questions for
you know
me. It is my
name.
I'm
so
sorry. You weren't doing a good enough job, Mike.
I'm so sorry. Okay, you know what? I'm out.
We didn't like your question.
Why don't you turn off your video? Let them talk to each other.
All right. See you guys later.
Yeah, you have a question.
We're still here. We're still here. Go.
Okay.
Hello,
oh,
Todd.
Geez, let me
Hi.
Get to.
I really am happy that you wanted to have a one-on-one. Thank you.
Me too.
The question I really want to ask you, and I think a lot of your conservatives that still listen to the show, if you haven't scared them off, what they want to know, is there anything, is there just one thing that you do like that President Trump has done? Just one. Take your time.
I'm really trying. Help
me, help Turn the music me. Off, Rob. Jesus Christ.
Like, I'll just throw out an example. Like, that he wants to
All right, yeah, it'd be better if you'd give me an example and I'll tell you if I think. What's that?
Like, recently, I think he's going to try to make transparency for hospital costs. I never even thought about that. Think about it. You go to the hospital, you don't know how much stuff's going to cost. That's
okay.
One thing I heard.
That's a good thing.
This week.
If he means that, that's a good thing. There you go.
No, but
so
like,
that would be
I just
yes.
gave you an example. You can't just use my example.
Well, no, because...
yes, we can.
I don't like it.
Oh, yeah!
I don't like the lying.
No, but I asked you, what do you like? Just name one thing.
I like the entertainment value.
Okay.
Ah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like the entertainment.
It is the best season of The Apprentice, let's be honest.
Yeah, right?
I do believe that if he does not win the election in November, that the country, believe it or not, in a very perverse way, will have a bit of a hangover because they are so used to being overstimulated with the controversy and the chaos right. that there
no,
might
we just
be
won't a, watch news anymore. That's
well,
all.
Yeah, I think you'll have a less engaged public probably if Biden is elected.
I think that would be a great thing. I think
me
we watch
too.
Too much media.
And with that said, that's
country.
Great. Okay, let's get back to
I
the show.
This is me. Oh, you want to get back, everybody? All
yeah.
Right. All right. Yeah, you.
Oh, hi. We're
right
back.
Now?
Oh, hi. We're
yeah,
back.
Hi, guys.
Bring everybody back
hey,
in.
Hi, Jimmy.
We have to take another couple here.
You guys move.
Here we
though.
Go.
Mike, could you pick your
was
phone
gonna
a second?
Before? What? What?
Pick at your phone real quick. Because I have
I
something
don't have it with me.
Oh, you want me to go
I
get
one
it?
Thing yeah, I like so. About. I have one thing I like about the president.
What's that?
He unified the opposition.
Okay, very good. That's true. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Fun.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, Gruyere, no. Asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, Pecorino Romano, and Buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Maddie.
Woo!
Thanks to Jimmy, I have blue cheese with me. This is great.
Nice.
Yummy.
Buffalo connection.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Noom. Crash diet's always temper. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. I love it. Ultra helpful. When you're cooped up at home, it's the best. Oscar loves Noom. You
yes.
love Noom.
Do you
yes.
know what Noom smells backwards?
What's that?
Moon.
Love it.
It does. She's absolutely right.
Going back to the
you
moon.
You should do a promo space program.
A full moon is powerful, Mike. Way down
You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. So, yeah, I mean, it would get tedious, as Carla pointed out, if we were just going on about politics, you know.
Can we talk about the fun stuff? Is that okay?
Yeah,
fun
let's do that. Okay.
Can I just go through my list really quick?
Please.
Had sex with a porn star while married. Said you could grab them by their refused to pay his contractors. They threatened their small business. Refused to let America see his tax return. Goes up to a third world dictator. Refused to wear a mask, even though his own task force had indicated saves lives. Tells more lies to make more false claims than any president in history. Voter fraud in California. COVID cases will go away in the spring. The biggest inauguration crowd. The best economy. That's it.
We're good.
No, that's really.
Let's talk about the fun stuff.
What's the fun stuff?
I've been on a Senate console boat, a Boston Whaler, with Mr. Michael Merrill. At that point, it was a good time. I remember Mike was like, hey, why don't you take a picture with your drone of my boat on Fisherman's Bay? And I said, there's no...
Frenchman's Bay.
Don't you love Fisherman's Bay?
I like that place, too.
Rob? Yeah, it's a great place.
Golf, Rob. Okay, so a Frenchman's Bay. We're there.
Cuss on the show. What happened here?
You can do whatever you want, Todd. Just like you can, and the president. So moving on.
Thank you.
So as we're there, and I was like, I Mike to look awesome, and we took that video, and it was great. And then I saw Todd's boat, and I said, oh my God, there are boats bigger than Mike's boat.
Yeah.
Todd, talk about your boat, please.
Yeah, please.
It's a pretty cool boat. Yeah, it's a very cool boat.
Yeah, what
it's a party boat. It's got blue lights everywhere. You know, it's made for drinking. It's made for speed. It's dual motors, 300 horsepower.
Is it built for sex?
31 foot.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it could probably fit 20 people.
Regarding the studio you're broadcasting from right now, my question, turn it down. Thank you. Is that the love boat?
Thank you. Yes, the love boat.
It is, Carla. Well done. Well done.
Hey.
Exciting and new.
Regarding your
step aboard.
Your studio.
Expecting you.
In the Keys.
The love boat.
When is the rest of the cast from Boiler Room coming over to your house?
Buy low, sell high, baby. That's what I'm all about.
I'm just curious about that.
Will you please tell people how to buy a boat in the middle of a pandemic? Usually you sell your boats. You bought one.
It wasn't easy. The boat got turned away at the checkpoint. I didn't even think I was going to get it, you know?
But isn't it a buyer's market during a pandemic when you want to buy watercraft?
I thought so. I got it for like 30% off.
Nice!
The advice I was giving me, which I think is good advice, when you buy a boat, don't be the first guy to own the boat. So it was a couple years old, but it only had like 60 hours on the motors.
That's good.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. I don't know what
it means. It's not a well-used boat. It's a lightly used vessel.
Is the 60 hours like the odometer?
Yes. Kinda, yeah. Boat term.
Yeah. Hours on a boat engine is the equivalent to mileage on an automobile.
Okay. And 60 hours is really low. That's
Mike,
like a rhythm.
When you sold your boat, how many hours were on your odometer?
25,000.
No.
Well, but the thing is 25. Mike was always nervous. Mike was nervous.
By the way, I'm 61 years old, and when you say when you sold your boat, I would say to you, which one?
Whoa.
Yeah, I've owned several boats.
And your most recent boat, you just left running, right? Most of the time?
My most recent boat, I did the best of all worlds. I bought the boat with my sister, and I currently own
a
little center console with my sister.
It's a family boat.
And she's up in Maine. They've already put it in the water, and they're enjoying it. And I'm down here going, you know, what's going to happen? just kind of curious about where the world is right now.
Mike, which was your favorite boat?
That I owned, Rob Spiewak? Boy.
None of them.
Because you took us out on one.
Yeah, none of them might be.
The answer is no. No, you took us out on one. Probably.
I liked the little Formula 270 Limited. I liked that one. That was a speedboat that I kept. But I hated the water. I hated the river. I hated the Potomac River.
I hated
driving through Alexandria where it's like, oh, look at the poop floating. That was not fun. Yeah. You know, I didn't. That was nasty water. And, you know, it was, you know, Jimmy knows what I'm talking about.
I swim in it.
What if the idea of like, and Todd, you know this now, hopefully. This is your first boat, right? Correct? It's your first boat.
That I've owned, yeah. Yes. I mean, my parents had lake boats.
What if the idea, you know what? God bless you. My parents got here on a raft.
So I was going to say, Oscar's family is related to boats as well.
Let me
you're really playing the Latin card today. That's for sure.
I've always been Latin, you know? Mike. You never noticed.
That's right.
Let me tell you.
My parents had boats. Well, I'm sorry. I came through on a truck covered with canvas.
Yeah. Like, let me ask you this. Is it better to own the boat or be a friend of the guy that owns the boat? Be honest.
Definitely a friend. I mean, 100%. I agree. Expensive. Cousin, just to fill my boat up costs $600.
And I can't stand the responsibility now, of having people on the boat.
Do
I
you have a slip outside your house or do you keep it in a motel? Or
I live on a canal and I have a boat lift, so it actually pulls it out of the water, which is the nicest
thing. Oh, that's
no barnacles. No barnacles.
Is that Winslow? Making okay, they're fighting again. Frankie and Winslow don't get along with each other. Boating is wonderful. It's fun, but it is a pain in the ass.
Yes.
And that's why owning it with my sister, well, there's the example. She's using it. I'm not. That's
she's
fine
responsible.
With me.
You're not.
That means she pays for everything.
I'm responsible, for God's sake.
But just write a check. It's fine. Hold on. You're done.
No, let me defend myself. I'm responsible. I take care of that boat. I put it in the water. I take it out of the water. I'm the guy that launches it. I do all those things.
Are you there now?
No, I'm not there now.
Okay.
No. What's that mean?
I'm just saying.
Oscar's, Todd, Oscar really wants me to, like, get out of Dodge.
Oscar, do you think we should?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Why so? Like, number one reason.
Because every person that I've seen pass that I love and care about looks like Mike.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Well, you know
what's
what?
What's going on here?
Wow. Are you talking about people that have died?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
It's the obese. It's the people with diabetes.
Did you see who laughed the hardest at Mike O'Mara dying? Carrie Spiewak out of her mind laughing.
I'm concerned.
Mike's going to die. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? She's laughing.
It was Oscar.
Mike, she's laughing because she knows that even if you die, I'll still beat you by 2 weeks. That's why she's laughing.
She's doubling down. I hope he goes too.
She's Googling. She's like, how much are these microphones worth?
Hey.
It's a strange world down here. I mean, I swear to God, the great state of Florida has just thrown us all.
Well, don't worry, Carrie. We can always go to Todd's, okay?
You have an open invite.
Todd, I got a text from my sister. She likes you.
She said,
and he likes Trump.
Yeah.
Sister. So she's bright.
Well, Carrie's sister likes everybody.
Oh, no!
Your sister's is your sister a Trumper, Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the flight attendant?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was Winslow. Did you hear Winslow in the background?
Is she a humper Trumper?
See him?
A humper Trumper. There you go. Carla, why are you holding those little cards? Those stickers. What are you holding?
Oh, I got my new Derm Glow sticker.
Close to the camera, please. Oh, there we go. Boom.
Cute.
Done deal. A little closer. Here we go.
Derm
nice.
Glow skin.
Yeah, love it.
There we go.
Now, are you sending us the check for that ad?
What?
Oh, no. Shame. That's your name.
Wait, my God.
I think Carrie might be a Trump
You're sending
supporter.
Me the check for getting your husband employed for another year?
What?
I believe what Carrie's talking about is catching the typographical error last month.
Yeah, what was it?
It was something about
what did I miss? Stop. Everybody shut up. What's going on? What did I miss?
Ad last week, and instead of book a facial, it was
a facial.
It's a fook.
Oh my
fook.
God!
You
oh
know, book a facial.
That just was the best thing to wake up to.
Did you came downstairs, and Carrie says, "Do you think Carla meant to write this?"
We all know
I said,
about
no.
Let me replay it.
But it was fantastic.
Okay, rewind. Lay it all out.
We all promote our businesses online in this world. Carla is new to this world of promoting her business, and Carla likes to auto dictate. She loves it. She does it all the time.
All the time. That was my first time. I'm not doing it ever again.
Book a facial with get your facial. What did you want to say that turned out to be the F word?
I said book.
Book a facial.
How does book sound like?
Oh, no, come on. You're going to make everybody have to work too hard.
No, it's fine.
I know Pony's going to complain.
Look, it's been saved. That is too funny.
By the way, this is, and so it ended up being F your facial and auto dictate.
Does it really say F? your facial?
Did I get a lot of light?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Are we, we're not going to be able to. Are we, well, do we need to worry about editing?
Don't care. No. Or, did you get a lot of responses is the question.
No, that's the sad thing. Okay. I didn't.
Oh, no.
Nobody really saw it.
What's except for Dirk Bastard. Dirk Bastard said, I'm all in.
He's like, I'll buy 12.
And it has some views already.
Wow. Only $60.
No.
Yeah, actually, the price for a facial is very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm not letting her sell anything else.
Oh, I don't offer any of those add-ons.
Hi, Carla. I really enjoyed my facial. Now the front. All right, there you go. I just thought that would be...
You know, I haven't done a facial yet.
What's a facial?
Is it time to take a break?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, it is. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm totally lost. Do we have two more breaks?
We do.
Oh, shoot.
Are you sure?
All right, we have to take another break.
No, we've been
no, it's 8:50. It's almost 8:15.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, hi.
It's over. The show's almost over.
Sorry. But you're done moisturizing now? All right. Very good. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Frankie Valli sings like an angel, but his temper, oof. If you're talking about cheese, Kraft Singles should marry and settle down. My COVID test came back negative for a pulse. Whoa! Oscar Santana makes my heart race. He has a great chest. The Renaissance, overrated. I've found the best Chinese food comes from Cincinnati, Ohio. Weird. If Little House on the Prairie is on TV, count me in. I love that Olsen girl. Bumper stickers gained popularity after the car was invented. The TMOS bonus show is what you need. Sure, boy. Subscribe today at MikeOMaraShow.com. Big funny, small money. You can't miss. Love to back
a road. Welcome back. Carrie really liked that promo.
I like bumper stickers gain popularity after the car was invented. Well, your husband wrote it. I just read it. Welcome back to the show. Facebook stars. Want to tell you about
stars.
That.
Stars.
The stars. They're just like us. All my children, Susan Lucci, has arranged to be buried in a pyramid surrounded by fruit and olives.
Did you know this? This is true.
Billie Eilish can bench press 275 pounds.
Very wild. Strong.
And rocker Sammy Hagar shockingly revealed he'd rather get coronavirus than stop performing, saying, quote, we all got to die. He said, we all got to die.
This is true.
You know, he's 72.
Good for him.
Thanks, Jimmy. Meanwhile, David Lee Roth announced he gladly licked 27 nursing home doorknobs. Oh. I've punted it. I didn't read it until just now. All right? I'm going to do the whole thing from Sammy
all right,
Hagar.
Very good.
Rocker right. Sammy Hagar shockingly revealed he'd rather get coronavirus than stop performing, saying, we all got to die. Meanwhile, David Lee Roth announced he gladly licked 27 nursing home doorknobs in exchange for one paying gig. Thank you. But those are showbiz stars. Frankly, yes. I prefer Facebook stars, and so should you. A super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live. The gin just kicked in. Do it right now. Simply click the star. It's that easy. Boom. Instant gratification in the movement you need is on your computer. What's that mean? The movement you need. What is that?
That's a Beatles quote.
Oh. Great. every star
timely.
Every the movie a Beatles joke. Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up. Tony Perkins, are you here? So please drink with us and be generous with us. Why should? What? I am really not. I'm having a moment. I'm sorry. Why shouldn't you give?
Why shouldn't you give?
Tom? Why shouldn't you?
Doesn't the Lord deserve a
portion? Yes.
Why not? Why not?
Jesus.
Yes, he does. Anyway, fun fact: Susan Lucci debuted as. Do you have that by the way? That what? Why shouldn't you?
Lord? Oh God, it's got. Let me. It's a deep dive. Let me. See.
Doesn't the Lord deserve a Porsche? Yes, he does, and he's asked me to drive it.
There's love here.
There's love here. Love in the form of 28 operators that need to know your Bank of America number. All right. Anyway. Susan Lucci debuted as Erica Kane the same night that President Garfield was assassinated.
Oh my God, true.
That was just for me, and I'm sorry. I hope some of you enjoyed it.
What's your show clock out? We roughly have 6 minutes before we go into the bonus show.
Just exactly. Yes.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay, right, good.
I just wanted to also
We can blow off the last break.
Let Carla talk, please.
Oh, I just wanted to say hi to Corinne Nelson. Thank you for listening.
How about you pronounce it correctly?
It's Corinne.
Not Crin, not K-R-I-N. Like
I've been drinking.
Some sort of Middle Earth character.
Who's Crin?
I'd like to say hi to Crin.
Corinne Nelson.
It's Corinne.
Corinne.
You say it?
Corinne.
I just wanted to say hi.
Corinne Nelson.
Corinne Nelson is a new listener.
She's a new listener. I think now that we've mentioned her name, maybe she'll listen. Okay, all great. The
Let
time.
Me say hi to Yoli Ceballos, who's at home.
Mommy Nia, let me give you Mommy Nia's phone.
Can we call Mommy Nia? She's so fun.
Oh my God. Is all the phones ready?
She's so fun.
Okay, maybe in the bonus show. Let's do this.
Okay.
Let's call Mama Santana in the bonus show. That'll be fun.
In the bonus show, my mom asked this. Yesterday, I haven't written her back because I'm mad at her.
Oh, no.
She says, Oscar, ya sé que está el libro de Bolton está available in Amazon. And I was like, why are you speaking in Spanish?
She wants the Bolton book?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
That's great.
And then she says, hola, Oscar, ¿cómo estás, hijo? ¿Por qué no me atendiste? Why didn't you help me? And I'm like...
Next, she'll call me.
And then she'll call Shannon and say, why does my son hate me and not love you, or love you and not hate me? What? And then we'll have to buy the book for her. Bolton's book out and even available?
It is in a sneaky way.
Is it, Todd?
Actually,
no, you know what? That guy wasn't in the room. I don't think he was in the room.
They leaked. Actually, there is
it
a
sounds
leak.
Sounds like a fantastic
There is
book.
A leak of the book and portions of the audiobook, and I have a snippet of the audiobook.
Please, please.
Let's
please.
Listen just, right let's now. Listen, I hope please. This is funny.
Hi, this is Michael Bolton wishing you all the very best.
That's all I got. It's out there.
Let me take this opportunity to say hi to Maureen Donahue Cerrito.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
What's up, Maureen?
Hi, Mo.
She's
how are you?
Rocking.
Let me say hi to Justin, Gizmo. Yep, and all the good folks over at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Great.
And,
how can we help? How can we help?
And Rosemary?
Rosa
makes amazing food.
How can we help? How can we help?
You already done enough. You guys have been promoting Jimmy's forever since the beginning of the Michael Mara Show podcast, and I
when
love
is your
it.
Floor going to be in. Done?
Hopefully before the vaccine. You know, that's
okay. Let's be optimistic.
We're going to buy a brick.
Let's be optimistic.
Jimmy.
What number do we call to get Jimmy's?
Well, 703-435 Jimmy's.
Okay, great.
Of course.
Just wanna know.
When you build the floor, is the floor the picture I saw where Kelsey and Mo were standing on the floor? It looked like the floor was like hot, closer to the upper level than it was before.
Yep.
Okay.
So what are people? What are people going to do about that now?
Yeah. What's up with that? What's up with that?
What are they going to do?
I mean, when they put their shoes on the foot and it goes to the
shut up,
front,
and it's my higher. Question.
Is
and
it
with the dance floor light up.
There's finally going to be level floors at Jimmy's. And finally. So you'll really know if you're drunk or not. You'll know for sure.
Will you have one less step you have to go down now?
Possibly, yes. They haven't gotten that far yet, but... it's going to be good. You're all going to love it.
Is Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers,
Chuck
are they doing
Brown
the
Chuck Brown and the Go-Go Dancers
love
are,
it, love
are taking
it.
Their... And TJ
Chuck's
is working
passed away,
on.
If I'm not mistaken.
No, my Chuck Brown, he's doing good.
Okay.
I miss you, pal.
The guy who invented Go-Go
music. I miss you, Jimmy.
Music.
I miss you an awful lot. Yeah.
You're going to love it. Yeah. Wait till you see it. We'll do the grand opening when you're driving from Florida to Maine.
That might be sooner rather than
you're
later.
You're going to do the grand opening next week?
Yeah.
No, we actually talked about this. We said if you can meet Mike on 95, he said he would deliver the wings or whatever order you have on an exit.
I know he would. You're awesome.
If we
drive
the hall, if we do the hall next week, we would stop probably.
Oh, there
we'd probably do Virginia.
King Gourmet. We'd have there.
Oh my God, that's a lot of intermittent fasting.
Yes.
Do it fast, because according to Oscar, Mike's going to be dead soon.
Oh my Lord! No,
if he doesn't get on the floor,
he's going to leave.
If he doesn't get on the floor.
The obese. Good. Why is it always the obese? All we do is like to eat, and why are we always the ones
What's
that
wrong
die?
With that?
And for and years
dead,
and years,
dead,
we've been the
dead dumb.
We've been the funny.
Oh my
people.
God! Be nice
what
to
was
us,
that? Todd. Turn off your notifications.
Yeah, turn off your notifications.
Oh. It wasn't me.
You're
Todd,
selfish.
Are you in like
one of his girls?
By the way, Todd, are you on a yacht right now? What's happening right now?
Yeah. Harry's right.
What
and
do you mean?
He's yeah, in a games. Bathroom.
He's in his game
this
room.
This is my office. This like, is TM Soft headquarters.
By a bookshelf.
Hey, yeah. I can come help you
and
decorate.
Can you paint the walls or something?
I need that.
Hey, will like, you girls stop, like, you know, just calm down, no, okay?
Stop I mean, trying to
Todd's the worst.
Really?
I need all the help I can.
They're all trying to have sex. Like, do you want friends?
Well, yeah, don't you want to have a bookshelf? Paint the walls!
I meant for
years. Get those sluts out of there. I'll be there
all right,
a second.
Before we end the first segment,
yes.
And there will be a full hour
yes.
after this, yes. uncensored. Not
on
that it matters.
On Facebook show. Live for free.
And then we can
Facebook
yell at Todd.
Live for free. Yeah, yeah. Todd, your love life. How is your love life?
Oh.
Yeah, what happened? What happened?
What's the skinny?
Don't tell me.
Yeah, tell us.
I mean,
don't
I think
it's
about
a thing.
This has been a pretty significant ego stroke for you here. What's that?
There's just been a lot of life changes. Everything
uh-oh.
Has changed.
Okay, let me say this. Are you a UPS guy? Because you've always been a UPS guy, or did you switch to FedEx?
I don't know what that means.
What does that even
mean?
I
don't know what that means either. What does that mean?
Did you switch from your old vendor to the new vendor? Like, you can say that. It's fine.
Huh?
I think
Oscar's,
I don't know what that means. I don't.
Oscar,
is that a
just
dog
say
whistle?
What you mean.
Okay. Do you have a new bun or an old bun? Like, is your old bun unheard? Or do you have a new bun?
I've already gotten it. I'm the oldest one
I don't
one
get
here.
It. What's it yeah. mean?
New bun or an old bun? A new
girl.
Well,
girl.
I mean, new girl yeah. or old girl?
Peach, quit being a monster hey. And just say what you mean.
Wait, he's in Key West, by the way.
You're making it super awkward.
Are you a summer solstice guy or you're like a different solstice guy? Like, let's figure that out.
Which bar are you going
or
to down
solstice?
There, bro?
Yeah, are you a United or American guy? Like, what miles are you flying these
Equinox.
Days?
How are the girls in Key West?
It's there, not it's, Key West, it's everyone.
Or wherever, this is, Largo,
no
Isla Morada.
That's what you're asking.
I'm not asking these questions. I'm trying to save you. If you answer one of them, you'll be okay.
What answer are you looking
Pac-Man
for?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what you're asking. I'm saying, are you still driving the 86, I'm sorry, 96 Tesla, or are you driving the 97 Tesla? That's all we want to ask.
Was there a Tesla?
Like upgrading, I see.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, 68s aren't bad.
He's not going to go there.
You
what is she?
Carrie.
And I missed it again.
She said,
what?
68s aren't bad.
Yeah, Carrie's born in 1968, you see. She's a lot
wow.
older than me.
There you go.
Problem with 68, he's miss it by one.
Carrie looks amazing. So.
Yeah, Carrie looks awesome.
Thank you.
I agree.
Todd, you look healthy as well. You guys should
Monday
probably get sexed after
good
this.
To see you guys.
Thanks.
Todd and I went to the same college.
Really?
Really? At the same time?
You guys have so much in common.
I'm older.
You went to Old Dominion?
What school? Wait, what school was it?
ODU.
Yeah.
No
yeah,
way. But, oh, my yeah, God.
Love
but
it.
But when Carrie went there, it was really Old Dominion.
You know what, Rob? Something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
I know. He's a monster.
Yeah, he's yeah. broken.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I Shannon's like broken. In the bed. Yeah, I feel like Shannon yeah. is doing this show from an alley in back of the studio.
Right, I forgot she was there.
In the bonus,
right?
Move. Jimmy, I love
still,
you, but you are
Jimmy,
switching. You're switching
no,
seats.
I'm going to go home.
What's the number?
Oh,
what's the number
home?
Again? What's
yeah, the, I'm missing the bonus
what's
show.
The number again?
To
what's the number again?
You know the number, Rob. What's the number of Jimmy?
703.
Yep, 435.
Something, Jim's.
Thank you, Carrie.
something. Well done.
Thank you.
All right.
When you really want to do an effective sell, do it with ice in your mouth.
Todd, do you yeah. want to stay for the bonus show or do you want
I
to go
I would love
home
you to stay for the bonus
staying.
Show, please.
Please.
I mean, I don't know if your listeners would like that, you know.
They would love it. They would love
stop
it. They would
that.
Love it. Stop
oh,
it.
Come
love
on.
It.
Come on.
Negative
come
feedback,
on.
You know.
You know. They would love it.
They want
Daddy
to go
two shots. Thank you so
freedom,
much.
You know?
Thank you. We're going to do that. We will end this show right now. And I got to do that. There. It's
but there's
place.
A big treat. There's a big treat coming right now in the intermission. You're going to
yeah.
love
bye,
it.
Bye, Jimmy.
Snacks.
We're going to switch
we
around.
You.
Another full hour coming. Jimmy, we love you. Thank you very much.
Right.
We'll
yay,
take a break.
Jimmy.
Go
and
Bills.
We will be back
go
with
Bills.
More thank fun you. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Bonus hour coming up next on most of these CBS stations. We'll be right back.
Love you, Kelsey. Love you, Mo.
Bye-bye.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hey!
Thank God it's Friday!
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
I'm a phony! Just like you!
Bye-bye!